This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We've got a participant in the city's recent dialogue on race. You know, their little dialogue groups have been going on. And James Hollins has been kind enough to join us here in the studio this afternoon. How you doing, sir?
Doing great.
All right, man. Well, you have many titles. We'll get to some of the other ones here in just a little bit. But you're a lifelong member of this community. So let me ask you, you've been participating in these dialogue on race conversations. What's your impression so far?
Well, I'm in the group up at that, off of Rugby Road, up at that Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going real good. We got a small group, a lot of people that were supposed to participate. They did not. And then we lost a facilitator and one of the people that was participating. But it's pretty interesting doing that. And
have you found that people, what have you found that people's attitude has been towards this? Because a lot of times you get into these racial discussions, and I've heard from a lot of our Caucasian friends will tell me, well, so I feel like I'm just going in there to get beat up. You know, everybody's looking at me like, and then my African American friends will say, well, people just don't understand what the real issue is, and we're trying. So what have been the attitudes that you've encountered when you've gone in there?
Well, believe it or not, the young lady, I'm in a group with a lot of young ladies. And
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're Caucasian young ladies.
Okay.
And a couple of them, one of them has had experience of going south and being told that they were not wanted there because they were from the north. They had a northern accent. They told them they didn't have to pay for the gas. Just get in the car and don't let dark catch them. And
wow.
it's, you know, they can relate to what we were going through, mm-hmm. you know, from that. But it's going real good in our group.
Now, how much, Jimmy, how much has life changed from a racial interaction standpoint in Charlottesville since, take me back to the civil rights era here in Charlottesville back in the 60s. I mean, how much do you think is, how far do you think we've come?
We've come forward some, but still the racism is still there, but it's a little more camouflaged than it was back then.
Has the University of Virginia, do you think that they have done, could they do more? Have they done certain things to try to help with this effort? What, as a member of the community, it's that whole town gown issue. You know what I mean? When you look at UVA, how do you feel? Have they addressed, as being a part of this community, the some of the issues that comes from racial interaction?
I think they are trying. Mm-hmm. I was at an event where they hosted the first blacks that were in the engineering school back last year, mm-hmm. and they are trying. And at one time, in the sports world, especially basketball, they had a coach there that did not want any blacks on the team whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now to see a black athletic director, we had a black basketball head coach, now black football head coach, you can say that their athletic department has come almost 360. But it's still a lot more work that the university needs to do. Mm-hmm. As far as in the community wise.
Give me, you gave us the one example. We're talking with Jimmy Hollins. He, of course, is a lifelong member of the community, participating in some of the dialogue on race conversations that the city of Charlottesville is having at 14 minutes after 4 o'clock here on WINA on Charlottesville Right Now. Jay for Coy today. Before we leave this, what are some of the conversations like? You mentioned a young lady had the experience of being south, but I guess what are some of the issues that you all work through when you have these discussions?
Well, you know, in our group, it's not a lot of heated discussions, mm-hmm. and mostly everybody has an experience to tell. Especially one young lady, she had when she was in elementary school, she had a young lady which was black in her class, and she invited her home with her, but she didn't understand at that time why the young lady did not mm-hmm. go home with her to play until they explained it to her. Her mother explained it to her that, you know, her mother probably didn't want her to go over there because she didn't know how to take mm-hmm. her being invited over there.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're getting into people's memories and dealing with some, which can be productive, dealing with some of those deep things that you bury
yeah.
that have affected the way you look at the world. And
right.
That's okay. Well, that's good. Thank you for that update. Jimmy, in our last couple minutes before we let you go, you, of course, are with the Burley Varsity Club, which celebrates the historic nature of the former Burley High School, which is now a middle school here, and there's been a lot that you guys have been up to. But what are the two new things that folks need to be aware of from your organization that's coming up here in the spring?
Well, this Saturday night, we have a dance which was postponed from February the 13th, and now because of the weather, we're holding it this Saturday night. We like to get a lot of participation out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the next is our golf tournament, which is scheduled for April the 22nd at Old Trails.
Okay.
At this time, we're still looking for people to do some major sponsorship for us to help us get this event over the water.
Now, the Sweetheart Dance is at Pepsi Place at the Senior Center?
Senior Center, Pepsi Place. It's from 9 to 1 a.m.
Okay, and then the golf tournament is in April.
April the 22nd.
Okay, and I'm in my car, and I said, well, that sounds great, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Now, how do I get in touch with you so I can either talk about sponsorship or get more information?
Well, you can reach me on my phone, which is 434-825-6617. Or you can email me at burleyvarsityclub@gmail.com.
All right. Jimmy Hollins, thank you. A lot of people know you, respect you, love you in this community. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, man.
Well, I sure hope so. And thank you a lot, Jay, for having me on here.
All right. We'll do it again. That's 17 minutes after 4 o'clock. Jimmy Hollins with the Burley Varsity Club also giving us a look inside the city's dialogue on race.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.